Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by an author of 73 books, professor of forensic psychology, and inaugural director for the Center for Teaching Excellence. Her latest project is IDs, The Serial Killer's Apprentice. We welcome Dr. Catherine Ramsland.
Hello, how are you?
Absolutely great, Catherine. Let's go beyond the mic. What made Elmer Wayne Henley Jr.'s case such an intriguing one for you?
Yes, it was intriguing because he was an accomplice to a serial killer, and I had not studied anyone like that in depth. And I wanted to see if he would talk about the process of how he got involved, how he got groomed, and why he stayed with it.
60 hours of conversation with him. What was the one fact that shocked you?
Oh, well, it's hard to shock me after 25 years of talking to these people. But I think there was an interesting thing that he said that he didn't understand the significance of. And that was, you know, he had helped with murdering and burying a number of boys. And Coral wanted him to wear the victim's clothing. And he didn't understand why. And I knew why, because Coral was a sadistic, dominating person who wanted to look at the clothing of a kid he had just tortured and killed on a kid he was controlling. And so he got a double pleasure out of that. And I think that was very difficult for Wayne to process.
As you examine so many cases and their fallout, what's the one heartbreaking thing for you?
I think it's always heartbreaking when you see a kid in a circumstance where they're helpless and a predator, an adult predator, is twisting the knife, so to speak, manipulating them into something they don't necessarily want to do, didn't aspire to do, and they don't know how to get out. They're trapped, and they continue to do things that work on them and horrify them and change them, you know, in ways that would not have happened had they never met this person.
What makes psychology so fulfilling for you?
I love mystery. I love exploring, and I love getting the tools to explore that effectively and to contribute to our knowledge base about people, especially, I stay in the darker arena. And for me, it's really pioneering something and learning something. I love learning, and psychology is always teaching me.
ID Channels, The Serial Killer Apprentice, Dr. Catherine Ramsland joins us beyond the mic. And Catherine, it's time for the Rockin' 80 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure. What's your favorite flavor of pie?
Apple.
Biggest carp you have ever caught was how long?
39 inches.
Wow, you really are the carp queen.
The Carp Queen, yes.
Favorite of your Hearts of Darkness books?
Hearts of Darkness would be Track the Ripper.
How about your best memory at KillerCon?
Setting up a crime scene and getting 100 people through it successfully.
Wow.
So that they learned observation.
Favorite season?
Fall.
You say, quote, the brain craves patterns, unquote. What does your brain crave?
Actually, my brain craves constant mysteries that keeps me moving toward trying to resolve it and trying to understand it.
What's the best thing about your horse, Sonny?
Sonny, him, just him, his personality, his facial expressions, just being able to go see him and spend time with him.
Have you ever talked to FBI Special Agent Frank Figaluzzi about his long-haul trucking serial killer?
I reviewed his book. I attended some talks with him. I think I spoke with him very briefly, but I wouldn't say I got an interview him.
That would be interesting to get you two together. Let's sneak in one more with Dr. Catherine Ramsland beyond the mic. How has confirmation bias derailed more than one investigator?
Well, it's difficult because people tend to anchor in a belief system prior to doing, you know, staying open to an investigation, and they look for what will confirm what they already believe to be true. And that's another thing about the brain. The brain wants to anchor, and the brain wants permanence and predictability. So once you have an idea about something and it looks like it's right, it feels right, so you think it is right, and then you don't stay open to the potential that there is more to the story and that you have to keep learning. That's the difficulty of confirmation bias. And so it has derailed investigations because people stay anchored in a position and don't see other potential.
ID Channel's The Serial Killer Apprentice is out, and host Dr. Catherine Remsen joined us me on the mic for One Big Question. Solving a murder can be rewarding, and internet sleuths are everywhere. How has the availability of information helped and sometimes hurt solving crimes?
Yeah, the availability of information through the internet has been, you know, especially early on with the amateur sleuths, has been really great because they've been able to use, they have more time and sometimes more resources to help get things solved. But the field got very crowded, and some people got into it who wanted to stake their claim on some case, and then egos got involved. And some people are not well trained, and they do think that logic is all they need to make a case. And it's not true. That just because it feels right doesn't make it right. And so, unfortunately, we've had people now interfering with investigations or making claims that aren't true or accusing people that are innocent just because of what they believe, and they think their belief is enough. So it has evolved into much more of a free-for-all. There's still helpful things going on, which is great, but there are also some problems.
Her brain craves mysteries, loves her horse, Sunny, and is the carp queen. She wants you to watch ID Channel's The Serial Killer's Apprentice. Dr. Catherine Remsen, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you. It was fun.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.